You are listening to Fit, a podcast created for companies who believe healthy employees are good for business. I'm Stacey Fritz, one of the owners of Fit to Order. Join us as we discuss corporate wellness strategies that will inspire the evolution of a fit and healthy workforce. Everybody, welcome back to Fit, episode 12. I'm Stacey Fritz, and we are here to inspire the evolution of a fit workforce. Yes, it's been a while. Fit to Order has been quite busy, but we are back, and today I get to sit down with the one and only Patty Sassano, my business partner. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Stacey.
So I'm pretty psyched that we get to sit down and share a conversation about this really wild journey with lots of twists and turns, right?
Right.
Right. So before we get started, let's go ahead and let our listeners know, if it's okay with you, why don't you give us a little bit of background about how we got our start?
I'd love to. Well, Stacey and I were fitness instructors and trainers at a local gym for many, many years. And as we transitioned back into the worksite, we realized that on-site classes not only were wanted, but very much needed. And so we got together and decided to bring our passion to the worksite. We decided to bring fitness classes and nutrition programs on-site.
Yeah. Do you remember one of our very first projects or programs that we offered?
I sure do. It was at Hair Envy, a local hair salon.
Yeah, shout out to Jill and Pilar. That was our very first job away from the gym, which was awesome. Do you remember a couple of our very first systemized programs that we offered?
I remember getting up very early in the morning teaching boot camps in the community and Fit Family Nights at night.
Yeah, so those boot camps and the Fit Family Nights were two of our original programs that were systemized, if you will, that we really had a really nice structure in place. And in fact, those two programs still live on, which has been great. Really important because as we always knew that we wanted to be in the corporate wellness space, we certainly did our due diligence with the individual nutrition clients and then providing those community boot camps and offering to the schools our Fit Family Nights. All wrapped around that on-site power of the group, really getting boots on the ground and learning how challenging it is to sustain programming. So over the years, we were able to do that and meet that goal of transitioning completely onto the corporate site. And we have been quite successful in our Eat, Move, Breathe paradigm, which is our nutrition, fitness, and stress management programs. What would you say your favorite program is to deliver on site? I'm putting you on the spot. Which ones do you love?
I love the stress management.
Yeah.
I love the stress management, and I love bringing yoga-inspired programs because it hits so many different levels. It can hit the fitness. It can hit the stress management and teaching transferable skills. So they wouldn't necessarily need a bootcamp instructor, you know, to really get a good workout in. They could take the breathing techniques that they might learn in a yoga class. They can take the stretches and they can apply it to their everyday.
That's interesting because I would have said the same thing that I thought that you would say, that I still very much enjoy the physical aspect. I still love teaching a really solid corporate bootcamp, but I think my passion on site is the nutrition piece. I've always been a big, huge fan of the cooking and teaching folks how to prepare clean eating meals that they can take home and enjoy with friends and family has always been great. Interesting, though, having worked in the gym, would you agree that when you step onto a gym space, you know that the people that are coming into the gym are motivated to go and do the work. They want to work out. They've come to see you. You and I enjoyed lots and lots of years of being, at least in our mind, the rock stars. Whether or not they thought we were the rock stars, I don't know. But different when you go on site to a company. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think that's for sure. You know, going for our first couple gigs, going and realizing that, hey, people don't really want to work out. That was like foreign to us. And then the employers are perhaps incentivizing them to come and they really don't want to be there was a little bit of a struggle. But I think it speaks to where our programs are today. And Stacey, you had mentioned boots on the ground. That's a term we use often that I think gives us an advantage to our programming.
Yeah.
That, you know, we have had 8 to 9 years of figuring it out and evolving fitness to fit into a work lifestyle.
Right. So the one thing that sends us the hairs up on our back, right, is that we are the moving gym. And in fact, we are not. not, sometimes the translation of what we do is challenging because we are a corporate wellness company. It's just that that term wellness is not defined really well. You have your folks that are doing the health risk assessments and the biometric screenings, and then you have folks that are looking at that claims data information, and then you have folks like us that are doing the programs and the services. I think that the consumer or the client is pretty confused. Agree?
Yes, for yeah. sure.
So, so moving forward, as we were talking about, we continue to enjoy great success on that on-site space, but we also have a lot of clients that are multi-site, and we also have a lot of clients that, for budget reasons, that a really robust on-site signature program for their wellness doesn't always work. So. I'm going to segue into our new adventure, which I'm really super excited to talk about, and I'm really curious how we'll both answer some of the questions. So just a little bit of information about this new project, our online membership portal that's specifically designed for the busy employee to address their work lifestyle. That's what Patty and I are working on. And if you'll note, I haven't really given it a name because this has become, as you'll hear, one of our challenges is what to name this gorgeous new online membership portal. So, Patty, give us a little bit deeper dive on how we got to start working on this project together.
Well, I think it was in our heads for a while before it actually came to fruition, but the idea started when we would have clients say, hey, can you bring this posture training class to Wisconsin? And realizing that what we were doing was never going to leave the Baltimore area or even the Mid-Atlantic area if we wanted to really grow and, as you mentioned, scale. So we had a couple situations like that come up. And then we started working with as many of you may or may not know, we are WeBank, a woman certified business. And they had a program called SAGE where they were going to take companies who were trying to scale, who were trying to grow. And we've been working with them for over a year. And on the first day of orientation, one of the WPEOs, one of the leaders of the group had said, I love what you do. It's really important. It's really needed out there. But if you're ever going to scale your business, you need to bring it online. And that was something that I think Stacy and I really had known. But the idea of it seemed somewhat overwhelming, not having any kind of background in IT. But for sure, over the year, the idea was hatched. It was developed. The portal has been designed, and it's ready to launch in the fall. So
yeah, it's certainly had its challenges, though. And for anybody who's ever tried to do any work on the online space, we have. In my opinion, the double challenge of not only that technology piece, but again, here comes that word, that translation. So there's a reminder that eat, move, breathe, and now this additional part to us, this component of heal, which is representing the chronic conditions, which is just so important because as you know, that the disease in our country is such a alarming rate that folks, they're given this diagnosis and then yet they don't know what to do with it. So it's the lifestyle, and we'll call it the work style, tools that they might need. So it's something that I believe that you and I are really, really good at, that we make that translation easy for the employee. But trying to lift up the content to get this into an online space has been tough, right?
Right. So if you take a step back and, if, you know, we're here talking about our journey, two fitness instructors never, ever had intended to come in and deal with the chronic conditions. But once the Affordable Care Act came into play, all of a sudden our audience started changing, and we had insurance carriers and brokers and other wellness companies looking at our offerings. And so then, to Stacy's point, dealing with chronic conditions such as, okay, what can you do for high blood pressure? What can you do for cholesterol? And bringing programs that really can speak to the lifestyle component of it, which is a piece that a lot of folks don't necessarily get within the medical or the clinical approach.
Right. So we are for sure the clinical piece, right? So
we're the lifestyle piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowing where to stay in our lane. We are lifestyle coaches. And while you and I both have big backgrounds of education and for sure many, many certifications, really important to note that behavioral coaching or that behavioral piece as opposed to that medical model or that clinical piece. So we're not the ones that are suggesting a planned diet or a suggested medicine or whatnot. We are the one that is providing clean eating tools, how to get after your exercise, and how to reduce your stress. You want to say anything more about that piece of it?
Well, interestingly enough, with the planning of the portal, that's whether it's a chronic condition that you're dealing with, such as high blood pressure, or even sedentary, that's kind of the evolution of where many of our programs have gotten, that they're not a direct translation to the portal, that they need to be sort of deconstructed, even for the person who is too busy to work out, that to break things down into small lifestyle chunks is sort of the key to what differentiates our online programming in our online portal, in addition to addressing the chronic conditions.
Yeah. So, as you and I have talked about this for more than the year, how do we best share our information that looks so different than what you see in the marketplace now? Because for sure you can get on your iPhone and you can see a really robust fitness app, and you can see an app for recipes, and you can even see mindfulness tools. What is it about ours that that you are really digging that sets us apart from everybody else?
Well, there's a couple things, and I think the terms that we want to get out with our branding and our messaging for the portal is the term work lifestyle, that it's organized and structured so that folks can easily navigate the portal by its before work, things that they can do during work, things that they can do after work on the weekends. So it's very easy to navigate. And like I said, it addresses someone who's very, very busy, who may not have time to work out during the day, but these are things you can do at your desk, or these are things you can do to stretch out your back, or to things to combat computer posture, whatever the need is.
Yeah.
And the other part, the other term that we're going to be throwing around is this term EFP, the Employee Fitness Program, similar to an EAP. The hope is that the program like ours is a missing link for a lot of on-site offerings. So it can easily drop into an EAP program or another wellness initiative.
Yeah, so for our listeners who don't necessarily know what an EAP program is, again, as Patty mentioned, Employee Assistance Program, and it really has lost its thriving ability, I think, in the workplace, partially because of HIPAA. You know, the ability to keep information private, right? And so, folks or employees in general, EAP has been one that has kind of disappeared, I would say. I mean, it's starting to make its comeback a little bit, but I think employees in general are worried about getting onto a portal and entering in sensitive information because maybe they don't want their employer to know that information. So, our spin, if you will, is that EFP translation, which our hope is it's a content library. It's a content library where you can get in and, as you mentioned, easily search for that under 30-minute recipe that you can prepare, that very quick workout you can do before work or after work, and then maybe that lunch break or that stretch during the day that we're going to be very streamlined with our offerings. And I think if I had to say what one of our challenges has been with this portal, it's been how do you best articulate things that have taken us almost a decade to develop. And I it's been challenging because it's about wearing the hat of the employees, and then it's also been challenging about how the employee is not the decision maker of whether or not our portal will go into a company. That person needs to find value, whether it's the business owner or the broker that is going to bring our portal to the client. It has to speak, and I think that once you and I nailed down that was the problem, is that our end user, the employee, is not our purchaser. That became then the portal became a little easier to design. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the challenges of technology.
Oh. Mm. Where do we start?
My goodness. I understand now why I like on-site boot camp, because it doesn't require pushing buttons and understanding back-end and front-end and user journey. I have big opinions here, but please feel free to jump in. What would you say the challenge for us has been in technology?
Well, it was for sure a huge learning curve, understanding all the different types of website developers that are out there, and understanding or even being able to tell whether they would have the ability to do what you want it to do, was a struggle. So we had to leave our first website developer and take on another one who had a better knowledge of the back end part of the program. And the other really interesting thing is that there's, like you had mentioned, there's a lot of online fitness apps, but a lot of them don't do it really well, or they don't do it the same way that, that we do. So I think our product is really going to speak to not only our history of what we have done fitness-wise on site, it's going to translate to a work lifestyle as well in a very professional way. So
yeah, I'm so excited to see the market response to the online membership portal. It's going to be great. So you mentioned something, and I'm forgetting that one word that you just said that I'll come back to it. But moving forward, what will happen to our really successful, and I say tongue in cheek, our really successful on-site? Because I wonder how we're going to sustain both. Are we going to sustain both? And I know the answer, but I'm just interviewing you. What will happen to the on-site programming?
The on-site programs will probably stay regionally for a while, you know, depending on how fast the online portal goes, because our programs are so well received, and we have some amazing fit coaches right now that that are handling the programs, and it's but we'll see. I mean, the ultimate goal is really to transition almost everything to online, but if things stay the way they stay, there's no need to necessarily see them go, but if they go, they transition out, we'll phase
them
out.
And I would like to always have some real-time on-site experiences, whether it is our Fitrition seminars or coaching folks through a one-time-only experience like, you know, Serenity or something like that. We can, in the subsequent podcast, talk a little bit more about some of our on-site passion and where they will lift up as well. But I agree. And I'm really excited to see what the membership portal will do. And I remembered what I was going to say earlier, and that was, we were talking about the challenges in technology. I think one of the biggest roadblocks that for you and I trying to lift this up, explaining to a technology company, is not understanding how this front end, back end piece works. It's not just that the online portal needs to look quote unquote pretty, which I'm using that, it needs to look professional. And it needs to look very inviting, because what we're talking about is hard. You know, it's challenging for employees to fit this kind of stuff into their workday and around their workday. But understanding that there needs to be a technology function piece to everything that's in our head, that was kind of a eureka moment for me as well, that those two pieces can be separated. Ideally, you'd like them together, but being able to guide your ultimate technology company or your IT choice in understanding it's the look and the feel, and then it's how it works. Another thing is that not understanding the depth of the concepts of speed and then security, right? And then the third piece of scalability, and we had somebody great teach us that part. And once we understood those components, that was huge. The other thing that has really come to full revelation in this process is that you need to be really tight on who you are and what you want to offer. So thankfully, we found a little bit of really direct understanding about who Fit to Order is and who we are becoming, right? Because I think that we were a little bit confusing to folks, right?
Well, yeah, we have so many variety of programs, you know, that we call it the Eat, Move, Breathe paradigm, which is now going to be transitioned into more again of addressing the work lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, and that was, you know, having going back to our roots. You know, we started in the community. We started you know, looking like a gym, because that's where we came from.
Yeah.
And the evolution has been pretty incredible. It was a lot of change. Change is never linear. It's, you know, but it was time. It was for sure that this portal gave us an opportunity to take everything and to really assess what's working, what's not, what does it need to look like, and how does it translate best to the office worker, the busy person who has no time, because those are the people who really need what we do, not necessarily the folks who already go to the gym.
Yeah. That's been huge, because you and I have been used to training athletes and people similar to you and I that find value in being fit and healthy. And it's really surprising, I say joking, because I did not know that there was other people that did not enjoy it as much as you and I have. But for sure, we've also had to put into practice a lot of our yoga training, right? The letting go of things that no longer serve us. And I credit a really great, successful business with you with having a ton of content. We have so much stuff, and me not wanting to let go of any of it because it has just been really wonderful.
Could you say that again, Stacey?
I know.
Stacey not letting go.
Yeah, well, because it's like I tell you every single day, it breaks my heart because there isn't one thing, well, maybe there's a couple things, but there, for the most part, there's really nothing that we don't offer that I thoroughly don't enjoy teaching myself. So I think that the portal has been really eye-opening about finding and supporting the things that serve you, and then being able to thank the things that have gotten us to this far and say a swift goodbye and move it along. So I'm really excited about that.
And I think that that's true with a lot of businesses. It's really easy to get sidetracked because particularly we talked about wellness and what we offer, so many are so varied. And letting go is not an easy thing, but it was for sure something that had to have been done when we developed this portal, which is fantastic to really focus our mission and our vision. So I'm excited to where we're headed. There's been a lot of change. And as entrepreneurs, as we slowly have pulled ourselves out of being in the business and teaching the classes and working on the business, our lifestyles have changed as well. So I think we can relate even more so that to the person sitting behind the desk. So, Stacey, I'm going to ask you a question.
I get to go first.
What is the one thing you do daily to maintain your fit?
Yeah.
Particularly as you transition to working on the business.
Yeah, I was thinking about this because you and I had said that moving forward with our regular podcast episodes that we would like to challenge our guests to that question because, as you mentioned, we know that small steps toward that fit work style or fit lifestyle is challenging. And you and I know best. I mean, we really feel it after sitting behind the computer all day long and having children that are getting ready to graduate and everything that that life gets in the way of doing what we used to do, which was those long, wonderful, glorious marathon hours together, marathon training hours. But the one thing that I would say that I do without fail is I do some sort of movement every single day. I don't typically take a day off. Now that does not mean that I am going out there and you know, lifting heavy weights every single day, but I do plan my fitness every single day, even if it's a great walk with the husband and the really slow puppy dog, or, you know, a yoga practice that's short. I do try to live that mantra because I feel better. I feel better because sitting here, you know, is challenging. The other thing that I do without fail is particularly some of the life challenges that I've had in the past year with family, I always start my day with some sort of gratitude. In my head, I say something I'm grateful for, and then I go to bed the same way. It's not formal. I'm not necessarily journaling it if I do get a chance to do it, but I really feel very strongly about setting a great intention and then also being thankful. So I bat it back to you. How about you?
Well, just as our company has evolved and changed, so has the workout. So like you, I work out every day, and I kind of look at my whole week. Have I done enough resistance work, cardio work, and yoga work? But for sure, the one thing that I have daily incorporated into my life is thinking of our end users for the online portal. And what do they do to take a stretch break? What do they do to clear their mind? So I'll use the meditations, 3 minutes to get clarity focused. I'll use the posture breaks. I'll go out and take a walk, a meditative walk. So I've incorporated the online portal.
That's great.
programs and techniques.
So you're working away from the workspace. That's awesome. Yes. So let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and close. But I wanted to thank Patty also for sitting down, having this quick chat. I am really looking forward to lifting our FIT podcast up again. And for those listeners who don't know how to find us, feel free to find the FIT podcast on iTunes. You can always find us at www.fittoorder.com. And if you'd be so kind, if you enjoyed what you listened to today, please leave us a review on that iTunes space. Patty, I will look forward to us sitting down in just a little bit of time to discuss the wild, wild success and named online membership portal with you. I think it was really important for us to document this moment because I'm feeling really excited and motivated, but it'll be nice to listen back.
Namaste, stay tuned.
Thanks. See you next time.